Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas from us to you and to your homes. Thank you for tuning in this morning. I hope you guys are doing well and having a wonderful Merry Christmas. Speaking of Christmas, we have a couple of Christmas babies here at our church, two that I know of. One is Mike McGovern. Mike McGovern, happy birthday. And the other, it's actually someone who is better than Mike McGovern. My favorite person in church. There's no one in this church that's closer to me and my best friend, my better half, my wife, Elizabeth Nugent. I know Mike McGovern would understand why she's my favorite person. So my better half, Elizabeth Steinberg Nugent, happy birthday today as well. They both are Christmas babies. We have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas Eve service last night. There's one video that's worth replaying. That is Lewis's guitar solo. But before we get into that, let's pray. Let's ask God to bless our time together today. God, we thank you so much for the opportunity for us to be here today to celebrate Christmas together, because you have come to this earth to save us. It's the reason for the season, the meaning of Christmas, that we are okay with you, that we are forgiven simply because your son Jesus was born in Bethlehem. It is in your name, Jesus, that I pray. Amen. Check out Lewis solo last night. Lewis is talented or what? That was worth a rewatch. We also asked some of you last night, what was your favorite part about Christmas or your family traditions? Let's check this out.
What's your name?
Bryce.
Hey, what was the best gift that you've ever gotten for Christmas?
A magic trick set.
Merry Christmas, Bryce. Is the meaning of Christmas, Dylan?
Celebrating Jesus Christ, his birth.
What would you say is the biggest difference of Christmas in Brazil versus Christmas in the United States of America?
I think it would be the time we actually have dinner on the 24th. In Brazil, we eat dinner at midnight versus here. I don't think that would go very well with my kids.
Wow, that is very interesting. Thank you so much. What is your least favorite thing about Christmas, Larry?
I would say, as a Florida man myself, I would say the cold.
Cold.
Mark Graham.
Mr. Mark, hey, I have a question about Christmas.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Fine.
What is your favorite Christmas memory?
That's an interesting one. Probably just the time when the kids were young and having them get up in the morning, you know, to see their presents.
Beautiful.
Yep,
that's great.
Absolutely.
Mark. Hey, thank you, Mark. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thanks.
Spending time with my family.
The awareness of the birth of Jesus Christ, who is the salvation of the world, and me especially.
Amen. Going together as a family for Christmas Eve and spending the next day together.
And what year was your favorite Christmas?
2007 was a good year. That was the year my son was born.
In Brazil, where my family is from, it's actually hot weather. It's like summertime. It's the time of the year where everybody's on the beach and all that. So my favorite time of the year is Christmas. And I'm loving it that it's cool.
What is it?
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Are you sure?
I'm ready.
All right. What were you doing for Christmas, December 25th, 2010?
I was 3.
Uh-huh.
And I was probably opening presents.
Right.
I think I got a playset that year. I got a playset one of the years.
That's really cool.
So I was probably just having a good time.
So that playset.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10, that playset that you got.
Oh, it was pretty good. It was like a little mini kitchen.
Okay.
So I would say probably second, maybe first.
First?
Yeah, that's I really amazing. Liked it.
Okay, so I have the bag roads here. Do you prefer warm or cold weather on Christmas?
Warm.
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 Nice, Max.
Warm.
Beautiful.
Cold.
Oh.
Cold.
My most memorable Christmas memory is Christmas when my grandparents and my aunt drove down, and my family's all together, and we had a fire in the fireplace, and just a beautiful evening, had a nice dinner, we opened gifts on Christmas Eve, so just a very nice Christmas, and I was about 9 years old. That's the most memorable Christmas memory.
I have a question about Christmas is when I get to celebrate the birth of Christ. Now, we all know that this probably wasn't the time, but I love Jesus, and this is the day that I celebrate it, and the Bible.
Hey, guys, what are your names?
I'm Max.
I'm Tanner.
What year is Christmas Day fall?
What year?
Yeah.
Every year.
Bingo. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
What is the day before Christmas?
Christmas Eve.
Right.
There we go. Starting off easy?
Yeah. What day was Christmas in the year 1997?
December 25th. Mm.
Well,
oh, yeah. I'm really, really good at this.
What year was Christmas on the day of Christmas during the year that Christmas was a holiday for the Christmas season?
I'm going to stick with the December 25th answer.
You are absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Rayma, thank you so much for being a part of it. God bless and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you all.
Hey, what's the meaning of Christmas, Denzel?
Celebrating Jesus' birth.
Mm. Amen. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
So there you go. It's one of my family traditions that Liz and I have started back in college or when we first got married. We would go to IHOP for Christmas Day breakfast. And we have continued that tradition every year. And this is the 16th year that we are doing IHOP Christmas Day breakfast. And then afterwards, we come home and we open our presents. So that's our family traditions. And I hope you guys start your own and continue your family traditions as well. But I also want to thank the staff here at Connected Life Christian Church. You guys work and labor in love. You have done a fantastic job to make this church possible to continue to preach the gospel here in our community and beyond. Of course, to God be the glory. And what we do, it's completely relying on God. And saying that, I want to thank you as well for being a part of our family. If you're watching online every single week, or you're here in person every single week, we appreciate your generosity as you continue to support our missions here. Again, the giving, it's to my left. There's a button up there. If you feel led to give this morning, please do that. Our church relies completely 100% on God and your faith in God. So please, please do that. In the next few moments, we are going to take communion together. And if you have it, go ahead and grab something in your home. But communion is a time where we remember. We remember that we're in the waiting. We're in the waiting for Jesus to come back and reunite us back to the garden, this transformation, this new life that he's making everything new. So every week as we take communion here at Connect the Life Christian Church, as a sign and as a remembrance for us that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and that his blood has been poured out to wash away our sins. It's only through Jesus Christ that we are forgiven. That it's only through Jesus Christ that we can be new, a new creation. That only through Jesus Christ that we are reunited back with God into the garden. In Revelation 21, he says, I will make everything new. So as we take communion together, the bread represents his body for us, replacing our body for eternity. The blood represents his grace pouring out for us, washes away our sins, that we can be reunited with him. So let's take them together. Let's spend some time in prayer. In case you're wondering what's behind me, to my right, your left, it's Eve. And then to my left, your right, it's Mary. And you notice Eve is touching Mary's stomach, and Mary graciously in her eyes just looking at Eve and say, it's okay. There's this a transformation. There's this transfer of chaos to peace, from doubt to trust, from lost to forgiven. They're from being alien to a family of God. And that's the entire story of Christmas. Since the creation of the world, God screamed on the top of his lungs, I am your God. Don't have any other gods before me. But what humanity do? We continue to build ourselves more gods, and we think we can do it better than God. So from the very beginning, Genesis chapter 3, verse 14, so the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, curses are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel. So the big idea is this. Since the beginning of creation and the fall happened, and theologian has this fancy word called the proto-evangelium. It's the first prophecy of Jesus. All this was written before the birth of Jesus. You know what that means? That means for you and I, the Bible has been consistently giving us the truth about humanity and about God and how God loves us. A man can't make this stuff up because this was pre-recorded way before Jesus came about. All right, so keep that in mind. So the idea here is God told the serpent, you will crawl on your belly and then she will crush your head and you will strike his heel. And that's what happened when you saw when Jesus on the cross, when his heel was nailed to the cross. We call this the proto-evangelium. That's a fancy word of the first prophecy about Jesus. The entire Christmas story is about coming from lostness into forgiveness. From lostness into forgiveness in the person of Jesus Christ. So in Revelation chapter 21 verse 5, this is John giving us a picture of what this is about. That the completion of the work of Jesus Christ, of God's plan for humanity. So in Revelation chapter 21 verse 5, he says this, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth has passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tears from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the order of things has passed away. For the old order of things has passed away. The old order of things has passed away. The old order of things has passed away. He who is seated on the throne said, this is Jesus sitting on the throne, I am making everything new. Then he says, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. Jesus is saying, I am making everything new. I am making everything new. You know what this tells me? This tells me, and you should come to this conclusion for yourself as well, is everything in this world is not God's final plan for us. That the lies of hate will be no more. That the lies of you're not good enough will be no more. The lies of you thinking that this is it for us will be no more. That God is making everything new through the birth of Jesus Christ. So, Christmas reminds us that Satan is a liar, that he will be crushed and he will be defeated. This world, it's not an end to all. We're in the waiting period. Right now, we are in anticipation of the return of Jesus, in the waiting of Jesus is going to make everything new. And one day, Jesus is going to come back. And when he comes back, those who believe in him, like this painting, illustrate perfectly that Eve is trusting, transformation from sin to forgiveness in Jesus Christ. And Jesus will return, and then we will be reunited back into the garden. And Jesus says, I will make everything new. And that's the message of Christmas. That's the reason for the season, that you and I are reconciled with God. In the entire New Testament, the apostles, the 12 apostles, if you hear for Christmas Eve last night, you would know about this, right? So the 12 apostles is the God's way of making this new kingdom. Because what was established by the 12 tribe of Israel has failed. Have man decided to have kings and conquer and war. And God says, I'm making this new kingdom. And through the 12 apostles, they begin to preach that we are only reconciled through the blood of Jesus Christ. So Jesus is the reason why we celebrate Christmas. I hope you and your family enjoy a wonderful, wonderful time together of this Christmas season. God bless you.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. My children, do you know what Emmanuel means?
God with us.
Yes, it means God with us.